Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The International Court of Justice finds there is a probable case against Israel, but the decision on genocide accusations will take years. VOA's Kate Bartlett reports.
A significant majority of the 17 ICJ judges in The Hague ruled South Africa has a plausible case against Israel under the International Genocide Convention. However, the ruling by the top UN court includes provisional measures only, with a full verdict on the genocide allegation expected to take years. The ICJ essentially ordered Israel to make every effort to avoid killing Palestinians and prevent acts of genocide, as well as to allow aid into Gaza. While the order is legally binding, there is no enforcement mechanism. An ICJ ruling against Russia's invasion of Ukraine in 2022 was never adhered to. The war between Israel and Hamas broke out after fighters for the Palestinian militant group attacked Israel on October 7th. Since Israel started bombarding the Gaza Strip, some 26,000 Palestinians have been killed, according to the Gaza Health Authority. Kate Bartlett, VOA News, Johannesburg.
The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees terminated a number of its staffers in Gaza suspected of taking part in the October 7th attack by Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, and other militants on southern Israel. That's according to a statement on Friday by the director of the agency, known as UNRWA. The United States separately said it was temporarily halting additional funding to UNRWA. The U.S. is the biggest donor to the agency, which has been providing aid to Gaza's population amid Israel's offensive. It was not immediately known what the role the 12 staffers had in the October 7th surprise attack in which militants rampaged in southern Israel. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at VOA News.